So, Lauren, are you by chance superstitious?
You know, Mark, I am very superstitious, I have to tell you.
Really? Well, so what do you think about getting married, for example, on Friday the 13th?
You know, that would have not ever crossed my mind, but I get the idea. Although, wouldn't that be like bad luck and not good luck? Is that the idea?
I don't know. I mean, but as we know, this past Friday was, of course, the 13th. And while some people were busy getting traditionally discounted piercings and tattoos, others were lining up to tie the knot.
So we sent our industrious intern, Amber Singer, to the Downtown Justice Court in downtown Phoenix on that fateful Friday, where hopeful couples waited for hours to be married in one of the five courtrooms.
And it seemed pretty packed, and sure enough, a security guard mentioned that more people were getting married that day than usual. So we asked around to see why so many couples choose to get hitched on Friday the 13th.
No, no specific reason.
Friday. I mean, that date's easier to remember, but then again, like, kind of spooky.
We've been together for 13 years. So 13 and 13.
I mean, it's just kind of funny. It's Friday the 13th, so people see us, like, unlucky.
Yeah.
But we like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That last couple you heard is Shelby Blay and Victor Frizikowski. The young soon-to-be-weds were actually planning on getting married the previous Friday, but they pushed the wedding back when they realized what the next Friday fell on.
How are you feeling?
I think we just want to, like, I'm really nervous, but we're like, I want to get it over with. There's so many people in here.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So it's 4:57 p.m., and Shelby and Victor are waiting in a crowded hallway along with dozens of other couples. At 5 o'clock, the hallway door will close, and five judges will begin marrying each pair one by one in a civil ceremony.
Soon, Judge Cody Williams steps into the hallway and calls for the crowd's attention.
I need to let you know that all of the doors and windows in this building are now electrocuted. And if you try to sneak out before you say I do, you will be fried to a crisp. Please be patient. We'll be with you as quickly as we can.
Shelby and Victor are first in line to get married by Judge Lenore Drakes.
All right, well, welcome. We're here today to join the two of you in matrimony in accordance with the laws of Arizona. Each of you to pledge your faith, love, and affection for the other, agreeing to meet the affairs of life united as if you were one person. Now, Victor and Shelby, you now embark on a journey, and this journey can be filled with
Judge Driggs had a speech prepared about love and marriage. She told us she likes to do something nice for the couples getting married.
And you use that power here today. And now I have power vested in me by the state of Arizona to pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss your wife. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's it. That was beautiful.
So there you have it. Just another Friday for some, an unlucky day for others, and the perfect day to get married for Shelby and Victor.
Congratulations to the happy couple. The next Friday the 13th is January of next year. So, Mark, you have plenty of time to convince your loved one that, you know, it's an excellent day to get married or remarried, I guess, in your case.